Thank you for continuing to hold. We'll be with you shortly.
Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, guy, what are you doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Everything is going well.
I'm trying to get on your app. And the server keeps saying it's not responding.
The server is not responding?
Yeah, I can get on any other app I got from a company standpoint, other manufacturers, but I can't get on your site.
Okay. Well, let me get in touch with my IT staff about that. You should be,
Well, I mean, it could be on our end. At first, I thought it was our end, because sometimes we get spotty the way our stuff works here occasionally. It's a little iffy. But I can get on anybody else's B2B all day, but I can't get on yours. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah. I'm able to access it on my phone and then on my computer through to the direct website.
You are or not?
I am able to. From my phone.
Yeah, well, I was trying to do some research. I'm trying to update some information for an appraisal that I did several years ago.
Okay,
I hate
sure.
to bother you, but I'm going to have to bother you because I can't get the information because nobody sends books out anymore for me to use as reference guides.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know. Well, by the time we print it...
No, I'm not complaining. It's just, it's all great, wonderful.
Right,
it's
a pain in the ass now to do everything online. I get it.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, like I said, I got to update an appraisal, and I was going to research current pricing on some stones here. A carat 47, that's an SI2E color. I'm just trying to get something close. This one's got a 7.31 diameter.
All right, let's see here. Okay, I have closest here, 150E SI1 GIA. Excellent cut, 7.27 millimeter, 8363 cost.
Okay, I got a 108, I1 GH, dimension of about 6.5 actually.
Okay, let's see here. So my closest I'm looking at is a 104 II1 GIA. Excellent cut. 6.47 millimeters. This is 1950. So maybe a couple hundred more than that, a few hundred more.
1950?
This is 1950. Mm-hmm.
And it's a 104?
104.
I1 eye color?
I1 eye, yep.
Okay. Okay, I think I can extrapolate the rest, if that makes sense. Sorry to bother you about that.
Oh, no worries. Sorry, the site's not working for you.
Yeah, it's like it's something in my Safari or something. I don't know. Like I said, I can get on Installer.
Maybe if you go through something different. I don't know, like Internet Explorer or sometimes, you know.
I don't know how
that mess works.
Yeah, I just work on jewelry and sell it. I don't have time to play with that stuff. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Cool. Everything else going well?
Yeah, hanging in there. Just watching the hopes and dreams of Miami get blown up so they can go to shit.
Why? What's the word out of camp?
3 weeks into the season. Oh, you know, all my rookies are going to be Hall of Famers, and they're all starting. And They're going to show the world how great Miami is. Miami's not a 3-win team. They're going to be a 7-win team, 8-win. I'm like, all right, boys, calm down. Calm down. I mean, come on. It's proven. Like, I mean, what was it? 3 years ago? 4 years ago when Kansas City went with a whole back end on their defense as rookies and they won or something like that?
Did they? Oh, I didn't realize they were all rookies.
Yeah. Well, they traded them all off to L.A. because they didn't want to pay them.
Yeah, right. Wow.
So, what's the prompt on that, bro? Who is it? Yeah. 12 o'clock. Okay, sorry. But yeah, I'll take care of it. But that was under because everybody was giving what's the DC in Kansas City's name?
Spagnuolo.
Spags, yeah. Because they were lauding how well he did getting those rookies to be on the back end as well as they did. And you know, of course, this was McDuffie and who else? I can't remember. It was McDuffie and all that. They both got traded to the Rams. Because I guess Kansas City feels like they can draft cornerbacks, so they didn't want to pay the ones they had. There's a lot of rookies that step up in their rookie of the years, and rookie of the year players are good players, and they're actually, a force within, but, it's like we got rookie of the years all over my roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
Although right now, Caleb Douglas, that third-round receiver that they picked up, he looks like he's going to be starting.
Oh, really?
And then, they're really surprised and happy with his progress in camp. Rodriguez is a monster. He's kind of like 1A, 1B. He's working his way right into a starting role if you're not careful. Got a rookie. We're going to have one rookie corner for sure. That corner that they drafted, I think, late. I can't remember exactly when in the first round. So, yeah, I think, come on, Miami stripped it. I mean, it's kind of funny. I'm like, all right, guys, what do you expect? You stripped it all out. You got rid of all your expensive players. You got everybody that's on a one-year deal just about that didn't come through the draft. They drafted 13 players this year. You would kind of expect at least 4 or 5 of them to be starters.
Yeah,
out of necessity as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, although I do have to admit, they do have a plan when how they're actually the type of players they're going after, and they do have a plan, on the physical structure of the players they're going after. So it was really kind of interesting to see. I'm curious. I mean, I got to say they piqued my curiosity as to, wonder how this is going to turn out. If that makes sense.
Sometimes it's you're better on what you don't know. When it comes to these players jumping in as rookies, they just go in. They don't have any preconceived notions on how it's supposed to be in the league, and they kill it. So you never know.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be an interesting year. I think. I'm hoping Malik Willis shows it. The face that they put in him is going to pan out. We've had the conversation a couple times. I don't know that they can really be a much worse talent-wise team than they were last year, truth be told. Because the only talent that was there they've kept, except for Waddle.
Mm-hmm.
and based on Waddle's availability, in-game availability, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We had that conversation already. So no need to rehash that. It's kind of interesting how that all works out right there. So I just don't really think talent-wise. I think our schedule's changed. Our schedule from last year to this year is considerably different. But, those are based on last year's records. Who's to say Arizona's going to suck this year, or Vegas is going to suck. Maybe they're a better team than you think they are, and vice versa. Teams that everybody expects to be great, wonderful, based on last year's record, they just
Yeah, there's always right. There's always surprises. I know. I'm really really wondering where who's going to be the surprise this year.
I think, believe it or not, I think Miami has an opportunity to surprise a lot of people. Truth be told, again, I'm a fan. I'm being Tom from RDI talking about Cowboys. You know, many years you and I had this conversation, and you were the ultimate fanboy. So maybe I'm a little bit of a fanboy right now. I like what they did. You and I have been talking about Miami for a couple of years. I said they really either need to get this shit figured out or they need to start jettisoning. You and I had that conversation a couple of years ago. I'm sounding like old Tom Marcucci here, and and all his stuff going on with Dallas for years.
Don't go down that path, Daddy. You're gonna get yourself in trouble. I know from experience.
I know. I don't expect. I think Miami is going to be that team that's just going to surprise. I think they're going to win a couple games that people don't expect, and I think they're going to lose a couple games that people thought if you were going to win one, that was the one. Miami, you screwed it up. So we don't know how Halfley will be as a coach in games. We don't. There's a lot of unknowns that are going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
But like I said, talent-wise, I personally. Not trying to be a fanboy here. I personally do believe if you sit down and you evaluate, and you and I have had these evaluation arguments about a lot of players, you know what I'm saying? Generally speaking, I think I'm a pretty objective evaluator from the information I have. Sometimes my information is not accurate, so therefore I will say, okay, I didn't realize that. Yeah, you're probably right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just really do believe talent-wise we're not any worse than we were last year. Because you and I went through this list, what was it, 10 days ago, said, so, quarterback, better or worse than last year? Better. Running back, same. Offensive line, it's got to be the same or better. Defensive line, is the exact same defensive line, but now they're a year older because they were two of them were rookies last year. So you would expect them to be the same or better. Get into linebacker conversation. We start going through all these things. The big glaring weakness is it shows from a talent standpoint on paper – was receivers. But we found out 2.5 games into it, we lost one of them, and then the other one was availability issue, even though he played just about every game.
Yeah, so how much were you really getting out of those receivers to begin with?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the on-paper argument all freaking day. And the biggest problem Miami has, and the reason everybody pans Miami, is we have an unknown head coach from an NFL standpoint. He was a coach in the college ranks. And we have unknown talent that we drafted. So it's just, there's a lot of question marks. A lot of people are just like, how can we evaluate them when we don't know what they got?
Mm-hmm.
That's like Dan Orlovsky. Did you see that thing he put out yesterday or this morning?
No, I didn't.
Top 10 quarterbacks, or he has the top 10 ranked quarterbacks based on 7 key characteristics from, running, arm strength, accuracy, all these different components,
That's number one?
Same 12 people in the conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think there's only one quarterback that has all 7, that's on all 7 list, per se. So, and I'm like, okay, and I'm like, these are all people that are 4, 5, 6 years in the league, minimum. I think the only one that wasn't was Drake May. And see, I think Drake May's overrated.
I share the same sentiment. I agree. I mean, I know yours may be a little bit biased, being that it's a division rival, but I'm not too high on him. I don't know, for whatever reason.
I think you caught lightning in a bottle, kind of like Stroud did.
Yeah. I agree.
Everybody, a few years ago, everybody thought Stroud was the second coming.
And you have to remember, too, look at the team that he has around him. I mean, he's got a veteran team. I mean, the Patriots are a well-run organization for the most part. He stepped into a pretty good situation.
Yeah. And they had a soft schedule last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had, I think, one of the top 5 schedules for the easiest schedules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to say they were they had the easiest one, but I think there was one of the top five. And so, like I said, lightning in a bottle like C.J. Stroud, I mean, because everybody thought C.J. Stroud was going to rewrite what a quarterback was all going to be there. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since they said that, he's been trash.
Yeah, I know. People are talking about if he's going to stay in Houston.
Right. Yeah, I got to jump and grab this call, man.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'll catch you later.
See you, buddy.